welcome to the Menstrual Mental Health Podcast. I'm Mary Nordahl, and I'm here to help you get the most out of life and teach you everything I've learned as a certified fertility awareness instructor with a bachelor's in clinical psychology. And on this podcast, I'll be sharing the menstrual mindset shifts you need to become the best version of yourself and finally live the life of your dreams. Hey, 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 what's up, pretty lady? Welcome to episode number one, the first ever episode of Menstrual Mental Health. Come on in, make yourself at home, get comfy cozy. You want a cup of tea? Anything? You probably clicked on this episode because you're a little curious. Maybe you have PMS, mood swings, struggling with having the motivation to do all the things on your to-do list. So you want to know, how does your menstrual cycle affect your mental health? And in this episode, I'm going to break it all down for you into simple and digestible nuggets of wisdom so you can start taking control of your moods and energy levels as a woman with a menstrual cycle. Cool? But before we do that, I want to open up by letting you know that this episode, the first episode, is brought to you by Fertility Awareness Path, my own company. That's right, I am my own sponsor because I run this rodeo. And I wanted to take a quick moment to tell you about Fertility Awareness Path for those of you that are new listeners and new members of the family here at Menstrual Mental Health Podcast. Fertility Awareness Path is my online education platform where I help women in their unique path with fertility awareness and natural birth control to better manage their physical health and deeply understand their hormones and mental health. So if you've been following me for a little while over on Instagram, most of you are probably familiar with Menstrual Mental Health, which is my signature 4-month mentorship program. It's the most popular program that I offer. It teaches you all about how to chart your cycle, avoid pregnancy using the knowledge of your body, or flip that information around down the road when you're ready to have kids. We talk about how estrogen and progesterone, the two main hormones of your menstrual cycle, interact with your brain chemistry to influence your moods and energy levels, so you can finally work with your natural energy and get more done with less effort. I teach you how to leverage your cycle power to overcome procrastination and finally be more productive, more proactive and organized, and ultimately become that confident go-getter living your best life. So if you have not heard of that yet and you're interested and that seems like something that you could benefit from, go ahead and check out more information at the website fertilityawarenesspath.com. So that's all. That's the sponsor. My first sponsorship. Woohoo! So let's talk about the episode that's coming up right now. We're asking this question, how is your menstrual cycle connected to your mental health? And at the time of this episode recording, I'm in my ovulatory phase, the first half of my cycle. My period's coming in a couple weeks, and estrogen is influencing the verbal and social centers of my brain, which essentially make me very talkative. So you've probably noticed this before, this estrogenic energy where you just want to socialize and talk a lot. And so there's no mistake here as to the timing of this episode recording. And I know all of this because I started charting 17 cycles ago. That's when my period returned after my second baby was born. So yes, I am a mother of two baby girls. They are currently 3.5 and 2 years old, and I can't wait to teach them everything you're going to learn in this episode, because it's going to shift your perspective so much on how you view yourself as a woman with a menstrual cycle. And I want to shed some light on why we're talking about this, because I've been in your shoes. I know what it's like to struggle day after day with wanting to be consistent, to just have consistent moods, consistent energy, to be consistently productive, where one day you're on top of the world. Did you sing the song in your head when I said that? I'm on top of the world. You did not sign up for karaoke hour, but here we are. You know, one day you're superwoman, you're doing all the things. And then the next day, a week later, you're like dragging your feet, trying to get all the things done. And I know you have big goals. You have big dreams for yourself. But some days you're just struggling to get the dishes and laundry done. And you just want to have a consistent routine. But we are scrolling through Instagram, Pinterest, TikTok, and we see these women who are like doing it all. We see these super moms. We see these women who are waking up at 5 a.m. to go to the gym, make their green smoothies. And here you are barely keeping up with the day to day, let alone having this picturesque routine. And ironically, those are the things that will support your mental health. But where you are mentally and energy-wise is that you barely have the drive to put those ideas into action. And you don't know where to start. You don't know how to get there. And life is hard. It's not easy. It throws us some curveballs, you know? One of those curveballs is the menstrual cycle. And we didn't learn about this stuff in school. It's got to be the number one complaint I hear from my students. Why didn't I learn this before? Well, here's the good news. Even though you didn't know this before, you can always begin again. You get to start over. And this episode is going to open your eyes to start seeing how interconnected your menstrual and mental health really are. Because you deserve answers as to why you feel anxious, maybe even a little depressed in those days or weeks leading up to your period. PMS is the worst. It can really put a damper on your productivity, your ability to function. It affects your relationships. Causes you to nitpick your romantic partner, lash out at friends and family, to say things you regret later on, to overreact. And you know you could function better. Somewhere deep down, you know there's a better way. And we're here to change that. It starts with knowledge. You know, that corny line, knowledge is power. You don't have to feel stuck anymore. Where your period arrives and you go, oh, that's why I was feeling so off. That explains why I was crying. Now I get why I was so irritable. So unless you're okay with that way of life, if that's like the type of life you prefer, then this podcast is not for you. But if you want clarity, so that you can own your hormones, own your cycle, own your moods and energy levels. This knowledge, it's not going to be like this magic wand where it makes all of it go away. You're going to get answers. You're going to get that clarity that helps you to have an understanding and an awareness. And when you're more aware of what's going on in your cycle and where you are in your cycle and why you feel the way you do, you're able to control it better. And you're able to find stability in the instability of mood swings and PMS. But before we dive into the meat of our time here together, I want to give a quick disclaimer. Perhaps you're listening to this and you're on some type of hormonal birth control or even a copper IUD. And maybe you've played with the idea of natural birth control. And I get it. There's a lot of women out there who use fertility awareness, but it's not for everyone. That's the biggest point I want to make, that you are welcome here. Even if you're on some form of hormonal birth control, whatever your method, there's no shame or judgment here. You are in a judgment-free zone, girlfriend. This information about menstrual health and mental health is for everyone. So I'm not discriminating. You still have a menstrual cycle, and you deserve to understand what's going on in your body. So you are welcome here. And I want to start off by breaking down just a quick overview of the cycle, because that's what you came here for. You clicked on it. You want to know, how does your menstrual cycle affect your mental health? But before we get there, we need to get on the same page together about what's going on in the menstrual cycle. And maybe you've heard this before, maybe you haven't. Maybe you want to take some notes, put some pen to paper, jot it down on your phone. If you're driving, please don't take notes. But notes, they help to solidify this new information just a little bit more. And as you continue to move through your cycles, you'll be able to match up this information, and it'll start to build this awareness for yourself so that you're in more control and less mystified by what's going on, and ultimately more empowered. So what we're going to do is we're going to break it up into two parts. First, we're going to look at the science and the hormones, and then we'll circle back and insert the mental health piece. So the science. First, we start off with cycle day one. That's the first day of your period. Not spotting. I'm talking period, a flow, light, medium, heavy flow. That's cycle day one. And all of your hormones are low. And once your period has ended, a little hormone up in the brain called follicle stimulating hormone, or FSH, kicks off our cycle and picks up the phone. We're going to pretend there's a phone in your brain, picks up the phone and calls up the ovary and says, "Yo, it's time." And so the ovaries say, "You got it, boss. Hang up." And the ovaries say, "Da da da da, it's time to start growing an egg." And an egg starts to grow. And as that egg is growing, it's producing the hormone that we all love and know so dearly, estrogen. And estrogen is responsible for that stuff that's hanging out in your underwear, cervical mucus. And once estrogen reaches peak levels, estrogen calls up the brain again and says, "Yo, it's time." And luteinizing hormone, or LH for short, LH says, "I'm ready. Let's do this thing." And hangs up the phone and causes ovulation. And ovulation is essentially the moment when a mature egg pops through the ovarian wall and enters the fallopian tube in hopes that there are some little spermy guys there to fertilize. And if they are not there within 12 to 24 hours, then the egg disintegrates. And basically what happens is, after ovulation, LH takes all of that remaining follicle tissue that the egg was growing in and turns it into something called the corpus luteum. And the corpus luteum, I have to say it like that because it's just so much more fun to say. Corpus luteum produces a hormone called progesterone. And progesterone steps into the uterus and says, "Hey, look, I'm looking around, I'm surveying the area here. I see that estrogen thickened the uterine lining here. It's nice and cushy, cozy in case a nice little fertilized egg comes along, wants to implant and, you know, start a pregnancy." And so I'm just going to hold up the walls here and make sure that it stays in place until said fertilized egg comes along. But progesterone looks around and says, oh, there's no fertilized egg here. No. Alrighty, here we go. See you later. Bombs away. And that is menstruation. Basically, progesterone lets go and that uterine lining is shed. And there you have it. That is the condensed version and the more fun way of explaining the science of your hormones and what's going on in your menstrual cycle. And now it's time to insert the mental health piece, because with all those hormones that we just walked through, they are influencing all of your bodily symptoms. So your hormones influence your metabolism, your hormones influence your immune system, your gut health, your stress response, and your hormones especially influence your brain chemistry. So when we're looking at menstruation, all of the hormones are low. So it's very similar to winter time. This is your inner winter where you have lower energy. There's snow outside. You just want to hibernate and relax and chill out. So take it easy. And then once things thaw out, the flowers start to blossom, and it is now your inner spring in the pre-ovulatory phase where your energy is rising and you are feeling more creative. There's new beginnings, and that naturally segues into the ovulatory phase where the egg is growing, estrogen is rising, and you are now in your inner summer, where estrogen helps us just feel more, I like to say, estrogenic, more energetic, more magnetic, resilient, more positive. So ultimately, during this phase, you're going to feel more adventurous and more bold. You're going to want to socialize and go out and be with others and connect. And then after ovulation, estrogen drops, giving way to progesterone in your inner autumn. And the first 7 days of your inner autumn, progesterone is rising in the what we would also call the luteal phase. And that's comparable to the time in autumn where the leaves are starting to turn these brilliant colors of red and orange and yellow, and it's just so vibrant and beautiful, and it's exciting. And then after the 7th day of your luteal phase, 7 days after ovulation, progesterone and estrogen start to decline. And that's comparable to when the leaves start to fall off the trees and they become bare. And we come up with a sad reality that winter is in fact around the corner. Basically, this is our premenstrual phase where hormones are causing us to feel a little bit more sensitive, a little bit more vulnerable. It's wise of you to work with this and set some boundaries. Instead of pushing through and wondering why you feel sensitive and vulnerable, say no. Even if you had planned to spend time with friends during that time of your cycle, you're allowed to say no. You have that permission. You have that permission from me right now to set that boundary and focus on you. Because the benefit of this is that our cycle has built in for us a natural balancing system where in our estrogenic follicular phase, where we're very energetic and go, go, go in productivity mode, our cycle then helps us to not burn out from being constantly stuck in that mode and says, hey, let's slow it down a little bit. We need to just take it easy and rest and recharge so that we can amp back up to that estrogenic energy. So that is the mental health piece and how your hormones influence your brain chemistry. And I hope you were able to get some good notes there, because your homework assignment is each night before you go to bed, I want you to write down your cycle day, the date, and a snapshot of your emotions. And even take it a step further and rate your energy level. So I like to rate it on a scale of 1 to 3, or you could even do like 1 to 5. And as you track that night after night, day after day, cycle after cycle, you're going to start to see a pattern emerge. And when you start to see this pattern, you have a very clear roadmap for you so that you can be more proactive instead of reactive. It's really this magic potion that's encoded into your menstrual cycle with all this data. 2 to 3 months minimum is all you need to get a sense of what's going on with your emotions and your energy. And there's going to be a whole lineup of topics within this podcast, with episodes covering anxiety, depression, mood swings, PMS, even procrastination and perfectionism, equipping you with productivity hacks, and of course, fertility awareness, charting your cycle, and sprinkling in some spirituality, psychology, and mindset tactics. Because menstrual mental health is ultimately about helping you become empowered to take control of your health, your fertility, and your femininity, so that you can get the most out of your day and get the most out of your life. Because when we continue to be ruled by our hormones, we're missing this key aspect that can truly unlock your superpower, this knowledge that it truly can change your life. It will radically shift the way you view the world, yourself, your cycle, other women. It'll support you in your relationships, in your job, with your passion projects, your hobbies, your daily care, your self-care. All of this is interconnected. So that's a wrap. I thank you for listening, and I will see you next time on Menstrual Mental Health. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you found it supportive in your healing journey, I'd love to hear what resonated with you the most. Hop on over to Instagram and search at fertilityawareness.path to connect with me today. I look forward to hearing all about your goals and dreams, and I'll see you on the next episode of Menstrual Mental Health.